Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach said as the Ministry of Health observes a steady decline in the number of active cases of COVID-19, it is likely to be taking steps to revise the protocols by the end of this week or early next week. She, however, stressed that the ministry will ensure that some protocols remain in place to ensure that the population is protected from COVID-19.
By the end of the week, into next week, we'll probably be able to speak about some revised protocols as we have been discussing those. But they will always be protocols which would allow for the safety and for us to be able to live our lives well as possible. So vaccination still remains key. Sanitization, wearing your mask when you're in an unsafe place, which would be a crowded place or somewhere where you are not sure about the vaccination status of others. And if you feel unwell, you need to seek the care of a healthcare provider. It could be COVID, it could be something else that's going wrong, but we need to always catch things early so that we have the best outcome.
And that is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizer-Beach. In the region, in Trinidad and Tobago, 67 people have died of COVID-19 so far for the month of March. The Ministry of Health's daily update said on Wednesday, 5 COVID-19 patients died and 395 more people tested positive for the virus. The latest deaths include 2 men and 3 women with multiple comorbidities, ranging from hypertension, diabetes, dementia, a history of stroke and heart disease. 2 years into the pandemic, Trinidad and Tobago has recorded 133,788 cases. The Ministry of Health said 3,695 persons have died. And as Jamaicans anticipate the long-awaited return to normalcy from the novel coronavirus restrictions, the health authorities have signaled their support for further reductions to the existing Disaster Risk Management Act, or DRMA, measures. On February 22nd, Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced that a further relaxation of the DRMA measures could come today. Holness stressed that with Jamaica's COVID-19 numbers moving in the right direction, the time has come to relax some of the measures implemented to arrest the spread of the novel coronavirus. And in the international arena, the World Health Organization, WHO, said its evaluation of Russia's Sputnik V coronavirus vaccine has been postponed for the time being due to what it described as the uneven situation. WHO vaccines expert Dr. Mariangela Simao said at a press briefing that the UN Health Agency's officials had originally been scheduled to visit Russia on March 7th to assess the facilities where Sputnik V is produced, just weeks after Russia invaded Ukraine. Simao said these inspections have been postponed to a later date. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.